This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Good afternoon, Joysters. It's time for your favourite show, all about pets. It is Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. I'm Kevin, and here with me in the studio today is Kate.
Yay! I feel like I haven't been here for ages.
I think you haven't been here for ages, to be quite honest.
That's true.
It has been a little while.
It's good to be back.
Yes.
Yes.
It is good to have you back. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So this year, the National Pet Register is a pet ID database service created by the Lost Dogs Home, reunited in excess of approximately 45,000 lost pets with their owners.
And we know that losing a pet can be such a heart-wrenching thing. And today we're going to learn how the simple act of identifying your pet betters your chances of getting them back should they go missing.
Now, Kate, you've had a recent experience with finding a pet.
I have. And I was coming home from the shops. It was actually quite late at night. It was very dark, just about to turn into my street. And there was two very elderly dogs crossing the road, you know, really slowly. But you all know they're going to get hit by a car in no time. And you could tell that they had very poor vision and probably quite deaf as well. So I bundled them up. I secured them with a lead, which is really important. And I took them home. And the first thing I did when I got them at home inside was to look for identification. And fortunately, they did have council tags. So I was able to reunite them with their owner. But I think it was a good message that these guys were really old. And
so,
you know,
it's not just the youngins that are getting out there and going missing. No, it's the elderly as well.
They were sort of, you know, shuffling down the street. They weren't bolting. So
very slowly ambling away.
Exactly. So, yeah, they're never too young and they're certainly never too old to have identification on them. So
exactly. And there are, you know, there are certain breeds that are more likely to try and escape as well.
You know, I heard a story about your...
Yes, I was looking after my lovely little beagle, Luna, for a week last week, and she decided to try and dig under the fence.
Oh.
Now, mind you, she was digging into my neighbour's yard, so she probably just would have ended up in there. But,
she hasn't picked the right fence.
No, she didn't pick the right fence, but other times she has picked the right fence and managed to get out. But this time she was, I think she was just going to go and visit the neighbour's dog for a little while. But, you know, my pets are all identified as well, so that's quite important to do that. So today we are going to be talking a lot about that, also about what to do if you have lost or found a pet, maybe some things about, you know, how to avoid losing your pet as well, so what kind of things you can do at home.
As well, some reunion stories as well we're going to talk about.
Yeah, that is right. We've got some great stories today, pets that have been missing for 3 years and come home.
Yep.
But, also coming up in Pets Today, we're going to meet our Pets of the Week, hear a bit of the Lost Dogs Home news wrap, see what's been happening.
So much going on.
There is a lot happening. Now, I thought we could start today with a lovely song that seems to be quite fitting for this topic. It is Escape by Enrique Iglesias. This is Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
The freshest sounds from around the world.
The Pets Allowed news wrap. A look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
It is the Pets Allowed news wrap. Time to recap the news and events of the last week at the Lost Dogs Home. We've had a quiet week this week, thankfully.
Yeah, it's not been too bad.
A lot going on behind the scenes.
We had a few lovely visitors, and
that's right.
Good to see some dogs go home with some really great owners as well.
That is right. And two special dogs who went up for adoption this week are Logan and Porsche. Now, Logan actually found a home this week, but Porsche is still looking to tell us about these guys.
Yeah. Now, these guys have both spent some time in our behaviour rehabilitation program because they've both had some... not for want of a better term, issues. I think and we just want to help them along. And we know that, you know, a dog that's not, you know, not bouncing off the walls and perhaps hiding under a blanket, but, you know, instead sitting quietly and politely and engaging with people looking to adopt is probably more likely to get a home. So that's what the behaviour modification or rehabilitation program is all about, you know, giving them the best chance. And Portia came in. She was actually quite shy and quite timid. We probably think that she spent a lot of time in her backyard because she was really unsure about it being invited inside. That was a really unknown world to her and she wasn't sure she should be there. So we've spent a lot of time building her confidence. She's not the most beautiful girl on the block, but she's very, very sweet. She's a bit portly and she's a very dark. She's black and with some tan bits. So but she's still looking for a home. So if you're considering adopting, we'd love you to come and meet Portia.
And you can find out Portia, I think is her name. Find more about her on our website, which is dogshome.com. Now, we also had the lovely Logan, who had a bit of a rough start in life. He's actually found at a train station, looking very skinny. It seemed like he was showing signs of neglect and malnutrition and also had sort of inward folding eyelid on one. So he's had entropion on one eye. So he's had entropion surgery to fix that eyelid. So he had a bit of a patch where it had been shaved.
Shaved patch. He's looking a bit odd, but
he was looking.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.